This is the Rich Eisen Show, live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
But when it all comes down to it, you gotta wonder, is it going to be a moment?
Rich Eisen.
Where Tyreek's like, yeah, I'm open, and Pat would have known that. And then he'll go back to the huddle and think about the zeros in his account.
Earlier on the show, from Westwood One Sports, PJ Carlissimo, Pro Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders, Jaguars wide receiver Christian Kirk, still to come, Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph, and now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Our final hour of a very busy week here in sports, entertainment, so on and so forth. We're here on the program in Los Angeles, California, here on NBC Sports on Peacock, NBC Sports Audio, Sirius XM. Channel 85, this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, smart enough to have us. Everyone listening on Odyssey, our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. We say hello to all of you, and I say hello to my in-studio guest to kick off hour number three. Never met you, sir, but a pleasure to have you here in person for the first time. Quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mason Rudolph. Good to see you here on the program.
Appreciate How are you? Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you here, man.
Yeah, you too.
So, what's going on in your world? What do you
Not
got?
Much.
Do you live out here?
In the off season, I'll spend some time out here training down in Newport Beach, and you know, there's not a bad place to be this time of year
at all.
Back and forth from Pitt, so yeah, trying to get better, trying to fine tune some things.
Okay,
fundamental wise.
All right.
Yeah.
How do you do that in the middle of March? Like, what do you like? What do you
throwing,
do?
just working on, you know, things like arm slot, throwing on the run, nuanced things.
Okay.
I think you don't have a lot of time during the season to always work on the fundamentals, your game plan, and then you're watching film, and so I like this time of year to kind of, you know, pay more attention to those things.
How much better would you be if you get every rep?
Every rep. I think experience is the biggest teacher, right? So I got a lot of practice reps this year, actually. I mean, Ben, he would practice half Thursday, you know, Friday sometimes.
Okay.
So I'd have the Wednesday, Thursday reps to, you know, keep myself sharp,
right,
in case, you know, I needed to be sharp.
Well, I feel like I might have just put you on the spot a little bit, right?
That's fine. Put me on the spot.
No, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right because, you know, I don't want to, you know, have you come across as saying that you deserved more reps or anything like that.
Oh, no. You just asked me, so I said reps are great.
Reps are great.
Who wouldn't want reps?
Okay.
Yeah.
I will take the reps.
No doubt.
I would be much better doing reps. Like, we had Trey Lance on week of the Super Bowl, okay? And he's just like, yeah, if I had more reps, I'd be better.
Yeah.
And people are saying he might not be that guy.
Yeah.
So what do you think your status is for the Steelers as you and I are sitting here right now, Mason?
My
Rudolph?
Status is you know, finally having the ability to compete to be the starting quarterback. So I'm excited about that. You know, I think there's a lot to be excited about, the pieces around us. You know, we've added some, bolstered the O-line. Got a couple of great young receivers. You know, a young running back who's a workhorse. So a lot to be excited about.
What's your relationship with Tomlin like?
He's had my back, you know, for a long time. And we have a lot of informal conversations that are fun. He's a master of psychology.
What do you mean?
He's got relationships. We've all been on teams where coaches are CEOs and they kind of hang back in the shadows, and he does a great job of connecting. To me, he's asking you, hey, how's your brother doing? You know, Mason in Hollywood, how's his acting? So he's just master of psychology, as I said, and very personal with his players.
Okay. So he kind of messes with your head a little bit, as you said?
No. Well, we both give each other crap.
Well, how do you give Mike Tomlin crap?
I mean, he'll talk about on those days where I would get the reps, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, let's go, Rudolph. This is your day. You know, this is Ben will always wear a ball cap at practice, and he'll go through individual period with just a hat on instead of the helmet. And so that's just what we did. We all started wearing ball caps, you know, when I got here, older guys, quarterbacks. So I'll mess with them, put the ball cap on just for a little bit, but I'll put the helmet on quickly, and he'll say, oh, you got your ball cap on today, Rudolph. You think it's your day.
So that's your way of messing.
Yeah. We got a great relationship.
Okay. That's cool. So your brother's an actor? I didn't know.
Yes. He played college football at Clemson, actually. And has been out here in Hollywood for about a year now.
What's he doing? Where was he?
He did a movie with Lifetime. He did a Lifetime movie about 6 months ago this fall. And
he did a Lifetime movie?
He did.
Can you IMDb his...
Sure.
What's your brother's name?
Logan Rudolph.
Logan?
Yeah.
Rudolph.
Yeah.
See, give me his, because you know I've played various roles myself.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. As male reporter in a CSI in Miami. Okay.
Great headshot.
What'd you say?
He's got a great headshot.
I mean,
With Killer Rivalry, was that the name?
Yeah,
of
that's the one.
There you go. So. It's in post production. It hasn't come out yet.
It hasn't come out yet.
Yeah. It sounds like a Lifetime movie.
A Lifetime movie.
Like
yeah.
somebody's that they're going at each other yeah. and.
Yeah. Right, here we go. You want the description here?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go.
Give me the
Charlie and Annika are volleyball rivals from opposing teams.
Volleyball. Oh, so it's a killer as a shot. Yeah,
there you go.
Not like
every year, the two teams pull pranks on each other, but things start to get out of hand when Annika's volleyball partner is found dead.
Oh no. Is that Logan?
I think he gets set up for the murder.
Is he? Oh, I see. Yeah. But he's not like out framed. By page five.
He gets framed.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
No,
he's not the one who goes.
He's not the murderer, no.
No, he's not the victim, I'm saying.
He's not the victim.
Because we can't have him.
No, he stays alive.
Okay.
He stays alive.
We can't have him out in 5 minutes.
No, we can't. It wouldn't be good.
This is great.
Yeah?
This is great.
All right. We'll take a look at that. Fantastic. Yeah. See, now we're promoting your brother here on the program.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
You
got checks in the mail.
You got it.
Mason's like, more about me, Rich.
No, it's okay. It's all good. So, all right. We play a game here called Start, Bench, Cut, Mason.
Yeah.
Okay. Where we give you three options.
Okay.
You have to start one, you have to bench one, you have to cut one.
All right.
Okay. It's sort of like that You Know What, Marry, Kill
yes.
game. Okay, you pretty much got that.
Familiar.
You're familiar with that from your old Oklahoma State days and things
I
like
am,
that? Okay, very good. All right, here we go. Mike, do you have the ability to play this? Because I want to show Mason.
Yes.
We, like the Lifetime movie, his brother was going to have killer production value. Okay, go ahead and hit it.
Right. It's time to start.
Start now.
Bench.
Just sit down and be quiet.
Or cut.
Okay, here we go. Mason Rudolph, first up, best football hair.
Okay, best football hair.
Here we go. Start, bench, cut. I give you three.
Probably. Okay.
Mike Gundy, yeah. Troy Polamalu, Kevin Green.
Yeah.
Steeler legend. Two Steeler Hall of Fame legends. And then, of course, the man who is no longer 40. What is he, 50-something?
He's now? In his 50s.
Okay,
now.
Mike Gundy, your former college coach, now the mullet.
Well, Mike Gundy never had a Head and Shoulders commercial.
Okay.
So I got to go Troy.
So you're going to start him.
Start Troy.
Who do you bench?
I mean, Mike Gundy is a great friend of mine and lifelong friend and mentor. So
yes,
but I'm probably going to get in trouble with the Steeler community.
You have to go home. Yes.
Yeah. I'd say we'll bench Mike.
Okay.
And we'll cut KG.
Oh my gosh! You can't even cut his own coach. So Gundy, you and Gundy are still tight.
We are. Yeah.
How often do you guys talk?
You know he's. Very busy during the season. We'll check in with each other, you know, every once every couple weeks.
Okay.
So, he's had a. Anytime you have a coach who was the alma mater, you know, played at his alma mater and played quarterback.
Sure.
I think it was very valuable for me.
Where does his mullet come from? Where did his mullet come from?
You know, one day he came into practice and had it and kept working it. Kept rocking it.
Did you never say anything to him?
I did. I liked it. I mean, I my nickname for him is Big Daddy.
Okay.
So I'd say, Big Daddy, I think it's time maybe we get a little trim.
Yes.
At some point. It's getting out of hand.
And
he listened. I mean, he eventually cut. He trimmed it. I think he had it my senior year only.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But either 1 or 2 years. But he trimmed it eventually. It was after I left. But he trimmed it.
All right. Yeah. All right. Next one. Here's another one for Mason Rudolph. Start, bench, cut. Best Pittsburgh cuisine. Pepe's number 7, which is the Rothless Burger.
Yeah.
Primanti's steak sandwich or Allegheny's sandwich shop roast beef. What do you got for me?
Yeah. I got to go.
Start, bench, cut.
Start Primanti's. That's a Pittsburgh staple.
Of course.
Love it. Big time favorite.
Okay.
Pepe's, rather.
Yeah.
We'll bench and then we'll cut Allegheny.
You're going to cut. Okay. You're going to bench the Rothless Burger? Have you ever had the Roethlisberger?
I have not had it, but I've been to Pepe's.
Okay,
it's great.
Okay,
so I need to have the Roethlisberger at some point.
Do you really, or are you just saying that?
No, I'm just saying that.
Has Ben ever? Do you know if Ben has Ben ever had a Roethlisberger?
I'm sure he has. I don't know that for a fact, but okay. I would Wouldn't you have a sandwich if it was named after you?
You know what? I would not if it was not what I'd like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they'd have to
You want input on what the sandwich is.
Damn straight.
Yeah, of course.
What would the Eisen sandwich be?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, what would
be? What would be the Eisen sandwich? It would have to be some sort of an Italian concoction. Ooh, it would have to have some red sauce.
Meatball.
It would have to have, have to have meatballs, a chicken parm with maybe some meatballs on top.
Ooh, like
a big
Rich,
old,
I like your thinking.
Yeah, a beef chicken situation, yeah, of course, breaded with the bread. So it's multi-breaded.
Multi-layers of the bread.
A lot of gluten.
Well, I mean,
A lot of inflammation.
Please. Yeah. That's my problem. Yeah. I'm too inflamed.
What's the Rudolph? What would be the Rudolph? The menu at Permanente's?
Yeah, let's
or
do this. Roethlisberger's gone.
Yeah,
he's
gone. He's out.
He's out. Rudolph's in. Off
his walking menu. Boot has left town. And now it's the Rudolph sandwich time. Let's go.
What do we got?
You know, I'd say probably...
Come on.
Probably a cheesesteak. I'm not going to say Philly cheesesteak.
You can't.
You can't. So a cheesesteak, a Pittsburgh cheesesteak.
What does that sound like? So what is it? Like a beef? Is it beef?
Yeah, shredded beef. Okay. Some peppers and there's some onions.
Okay.
Maybe some tomatoes.
Okay.
Ooh. So we'll throw a little health in there.
Okay.
With the meat. And we'll throw some red sauce in there,
okay.
too.
Okay, so sauce. Like we what do we call red it? A Mason burger or what is it? A Rudolph burger?
The Rudolph.
It's the, no, it's the Pittsburgh Rudolph. It's the Pittsburgh cheesesteak.
Okay, the Ooh, Pittsburgh cheesesteak. All right,
let's get
send it on.
Let's
send it on. All right, we got one last one here. This is a good one.
Rich
Start
is proud
bench
of this
cut.
One. Mason, yeah. just no, heads
no, no,
up.
No, stop.
Rich is
stop,
proud of this
stop.
One.
No, I'm not proud of it. I'm actually, you know, here we go. Favorite crown. Start bench cut. Crown Jewels of England. Crown Royal Whiskey, or the crown of your own helmet, Mason Rudolph? Do you start, bench, or cut one?
Well, you know what I'm cutting. I'd say we're starting crown. Starting Crown Royal.
Crown Royal's a start? Nice.
Start, okay. And we're benching Jewels. And we are cutting the helmet, as we previously said. Yes. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was good. You even approved that one?
You give her the cap. Yeah.
Just wanted to throw that one out there. Great start bench cut.
That was excellent.
Very good.
Excellent.
All right. So now you came out of the green room and you heard my conversation with Christian Kirk in hour number two about Instagram aesthetics. Because he was saying that he's all about the aesthetics of his Instagram. I don't understand
it's
what
a buzzword,
that,
right?
Well, you know? Because my son uses it all the time. He said that's so aesthetic. This is aesthetic and what have you. What is it? I don't understand.
Do you gave a good definition, just pleasing to the eye.
Okay.
Anything that may be pleasing to the eye.
But it's my photographs. I mean, like, how does one, you know, I
think you're pleasing to the eye. I checked out your profile.
Bless you,
know,
sir.
You had some GQ material in there.
Do I?
You had some suit pictures that you were, you know. Looking,
yeah, I did
look,
feel
you
it.
Look sharp.
Okay, thank you.
That's why I asked you what designer you wear. I
said, okay, thank you.
So you look like a Tom Ford guy.
No, Rich? I'm actually, if, now that you've asked, Brunello Cucinelli.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What about you? I see your Instagram because I knew that you were going to be busting my balls about mine.
Yeah.
So I looked at yours and you've got, it's a lot of you coming off of the plane with
Goodwill.
Your bag, you know, and what is it?
Goodwill.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
Like the Goodwill store where you go and you buy old stuff.
Oh, no, like, no. You look.
It took you a minute.
No, sir. You look outfitted.
Oh, Rich, you're too kind. I'd say.
I mean, this one. If you just want to go to Mason's page, it's Rudolph 2 Mason. The fifth one down. You look like James Bond. Like, I'm not gonna lie. The black suit and the white shirt.
Well,
what bag is that? Is that a Gucci or Louis Louis bag? You got?
I'd say Louis bag, and then I have some suit. The suit's Zegna. I try to stay in the Zegna.
Oh, you're Zegna. Oh, look at that, man.
My man's looking sharp.
Oh. Golly.
Yeah. And
let's,
you know,
let's get rid of that. Let's pull up a Rich. Let's pull up one of those Rich.
No. You're in the seat right now.
The scarf game was on point.
It's a nice flex that you're not also going through security there. That looks like a nice FBO out there.
That's how you travel, I'm sure. straight on the PJ.
Yeah.
You step off the thing and right into the Suburban.
That's me.
His feet never touch the ground.
That's me. That's me. No, I don't do play by play. I'm a studio as host. Different whole way of traveling now in the NFL. Yeah. But no, very nice. So Xenia, okay, let's get. And what do you got on today? What are you wearing today? What do you got today? Looking put together.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, some Xenia items and some jeans.
Okay,
you know, nothing too crazy.
I love it.
I didn't want to. I wanted to be relatively casual for you today.
He's like, you can feel the heat from the cheeks over here. Like he's very uncomfortable talking about this.
You can feel the heat from the cheeks.
It's tough to stay humble when you're stunting on the Rich Eisen show, right?
No, Mason. No, the more you mention them, you know that's the more packages that come to the crib in a few days. You know.
Oh yeah, there you go. Some free pub. You know.
And by the way, was it Lamont Restaurant? Is that the one we were thinking?
It was Altius.
Altius, okay.
I just remember it, yeah.
What are we talking about here?
A restaurant.
My man's from Pittsburgh. And yes. We were talking about a restaurant earlier, and Altius.
Altius.
Great spot.
Well, he's...
Oh, here he goes, Mason. Here he goes.
No, he's not... I mean, he's from Altoona. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, he told me Pittsburgh. Right?
Well, yeah. I was born and raised in Altoona. I grew up in Pittsburgh, okay. As I like to say, and then I moved to L.A.
What does that mean, as you like to say?
Well, like I've said it before.
Okay.
Like,
you know. So do you, he says he's from the East Coast. Do you consider Pittsburgh an East Coast town?
It's from the East.
South Carolina who went to the heartland of this country before starring in Pittsburgh, P.A.
It's East Coast, Mason.
Here we go.
It's East Coast time zone. It's the Eastern time zone.
Correct.
So that's all the same.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. So I don't know what we've accomplished with my Instagram account other than the fact that I need to be more aesthetic. I don't know what that means.
So,
it's my life. If it's not aesthetic, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
You only get one of them.
Okay.
Also, Mason, be honest. Nobody is taking down any of your Oklahoma State records for a long time, right?
Oh, I don't know. The kid there that's... Spencer's—he's done a good job, so he I think he's got another year, so he maybe, you know, I don't know. We'll see. But
You've doubled him up in passing yards. I mean, don't be humble here, bro. Like 13,600 career yards. You're 4,400 clear of Brandon Whedon and 92 career touchdowns.
Whedon had the kind of had the 2 years because he played baseball.
Yeah, that's right.
So then he came.
Yeah, he's also he was 35 when he graduated, right?
He's 28.
He was 62 in the ARP card when he graduated.
Yeah.
I think. Thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Appreciate
Hope
it.
You enjoyed the experience.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
Oh, thank you so
Very
much.
Good. Good luck to you in your competing in La Trobe, right?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Is that what they've told you? You're competing for this job?
Yes, that's what they've told me, and that's the way I'm going to approach it.
Attaboy.
That's what's up.
Okay. Thanks, Mason Rudolph. Congratulations on everything going on, and you being as aesthetic as you are in person as you are on your Instagram.
You are the epitome of
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate that. That is Mason Rudolph here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, we're back with more on this program in a moment. Don't go anywhere. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partners. So you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung. And that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code Eisen when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code Eisen. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Okay, so our guests are done for the day. And during that second hour, Deshaun Watson was introduced as the new quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. And while I was interviewing Deion Sanders and interviewing Christian Kirk in hour number two of this program, I kept looking up and I kept seeing the video on the screen. The live shot on the multiple networks covering it, my own and my former one, NFL Network and ESPN. And it looked like a funeral. It didn't look like anything of like, we're introducing the biggest acquisition in the history of the team.
It did not look like that.
It didn't look like we're introducing the highest paid player in the history of the game.
It was not a happy moment.
We aren't introducing the newest member of the community that you're going to love to meet. Yeah. It didn't look anything like that. It looked like a funeral. And part of that has to be because Deshaun Watson hasn't said a word publicly. Like, you forgot what his voice sounded like. A lot of that may be, you know, forced by his lawyer to don't say anything. But it's also, you know, hey, the situation that you have created, that has been created around you, but you also let the void be filled by the one question that I keep coming back to, and I'm somebody who is all team Deshaun Watson from the minute he started playing at Clemson to the minute I got to interview him to the minute I first met him to the minute I started watching him do what he did when he showed up in Houston and gave his first paycheck to the people who were ravaged by the hurricane that damn near blew the town down and flooded them out to everything that he did in every single way that he conducted himself, and absolutely on team Deshaun Watson when he said, I don't want to play for the Houston Texans anymore because I don't like the way things are done around here. And then all holy heck broke loose with all of the civil suits that were slapped on him and all of the questions about his criminal liability that have been out there all the way up until last week and this week when two different grand juries, two different entities had an opportunity to leave him criminally charged and both declined to do so. And with all of this, there's always been one question that has remained for me that I said earlier in the week I hoped would be asked at his press conference, and apparently it was. Why so many masseuses? Why? Because it goes to a lot of whether these civil cases are viable. Why? What's up with that? I know so many athletes. They, you know, when somebody touches their body, it's, you know, a temple. Like, you gotta know their body. You've gotta know them. They have to know you. Like, this is the way it works. And when you find somebody who works on you and gets it right, you don't leave them for life. Like, that's your guy or your gal. Like, that's your person. What's up with all of those masseuses? Apparently, that was asked of him. And here's the response. I have not heard the answer. I've read it. I look forward to hearing it.
I'm going to go back to 40 massage people. So why not just find one you really like and stick with that person? 40 just seems like so many.
Well, I never, as far as a team, and then when I say team, not saying the Cleveland Browns, but my agency and things like that, 40 is just over the time. It's not in one period of time. I've been in Houston for 5 years, so you go to different people, and that's just how, like I said before, I can't get too far into the details, but, you know, as businesses work and you move and meet different people and people have different schedules and blocks, you kind of meet people over time.
No. Yeah, that's not a satisfactory answer. It's just... And again, it sounds like somebody who is trying to avoid giving you the straight answer. I got to be honest with you. And I'm rooting for this guy to be the guy who I thought he was or could believe again he is and wants us to believe he's always been. Saying that he's not going to seek, he hasn't sought any counseling or anything like that. He's not going to settle any of these lawsuits at all because he wants them discussed. And all I'm saying to the Browns is... I guess you're going to have a guy who's going to go through all of this with you. He's your starting quarterback and all of this guaranteed money going to him. And this will continue to still linger out there as an open-ended question in a civil case. And he's going to be, what, giving depositions during Pittsburgh week and during Bengals week and things like that? You know, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I also think
other than the
Rich,
fact that answer doesn't answer. Like you meet people, you go around, and it's just like, right. So you try one, you get another, then you get another, and then suddenly there's 37 more, and that gives all of us, you know, to Watson's camp. It gives a lot of people pause of well. Sure, some of those who are suing him may be in it for the money and some of them may be in it for the fame, but some of them may be in it because they're telling the truth. That's what's lingering out there. That's what needs to be addressed. Albeit not for the Cleveland Browns. And, you know, once this gets to be playing time and he's out there, we in the media will absolutely be talking about Deshaun Watson, the quarterback, and what's it mean for the Browns. And if this does, folks, I'm telling you, and Watson's well-intentioned, you know, agents and, you know, inner circle and family members who love him, and be ready for it. Because if this does reach the ultimate for the Browns, which is what they're hoping for with $230 million guaranteed dollars for an insanely talented quarterback, Super Bowl week, when he's there, get ready. Get ready. It's going to be brought up again as long as it still is an open case. And even when Roethlisberger stepped away and retired, part of the conversation about his legacy is what happened with him in his career off the field, allegedly. When he retired, walking down the hallway with his beautiful family, people were even thinking about that.
I think, too, with that answer specifically, Rich, and as you mentioned earlier, we haven't heard him speak in well over a year. He had this long amount of time to figure out his team had to have known this question was coming or he was going to have to answer a question similar to this. And that was the response?
Right.
Just jumbled words and totally unconvincing and unsatisfactory.
Well, again, unless there's really no answer for it, which is what the impression is. Hey, man, and that's why I guess you're looking up and seeing a funeral. I mean, that right there, that exchange to me boils it all down. I didn't even hear or see the rest of it. I don't know if we have any other. Okay, let's hear what's the again. We're on the fly here. This is the addressing the allegations. Okay, let's hear.
I understand the whole circumstances is very difficult, especially for the women's side of the fans in this community. I'm not naive to that. I know these allegations is very, very serious. But like I've mentioned before, I've never assaulted any woman. I never disrespected any woman. I was raised by a single parent mom who has two aunties who's her sister, and that's who raised me. I was raised to be genuine and respect everyone and everything around me. So I've always defended that, and I will continue to stand on that. And I just want the opportunity to be able to show who I really am in the community and be hands-on and help people and serve other people.
Well, he's going to get that opportunity because the Browns are giving it to him. So we will see that. And that's part of who he's been. I mean, that, you know,
that struck me as a more genuine.
I know that's the guy I fell in love with the minute he came off the campus of Clemson. But again, you know, to say he never disrespected anybody, that's why I keep going back to the number. And, you know, the answer to that could be, well, from their camp, I imagine, well, it's a litigious lawyer who's trying to make a name, trying to make a buck on my name, and everyone's a liar. And he does have on his, you know, side of the ledger, two opportunities had by authorities to charge him criminally, and neither did it. So, it happened. Again, I always thought, call me naive, he would have to do this first in order for NFL teams to come in his direction and then just acquire him on the contract he already had. But I guess shame on me, because what ended up happening is once the original first criminal grand jury, the first grand jury that was criminally investigating him declined to advance, well, all the teams were all in, or four teams were all in. And then not only did he wind up signing a contract before having to explain what this is all about from his perspective, he gets the most lucrative, guaranteed lucrative, unprecedented contract in the history of the NFL during National Women's Month in the United States of America and the NFL. So now I guess we find out what the Haslams have to say later, since they are the ones who are bestowing him with this opportunity and this contract. And I will definitely this fall be all in and talking about the Cleveland Browns and their opportunities in the AFC North and the football aspect of this. And the first game that Deshaun Watson plays will be must-see television. And I, you know, don't know when that will be, because even the Browns and his representatives got together and financially structured this knowing that a suspension was coming. So the finances are back-ended, it appears. Cap numbers are back-ended more. So they're all fully expecting him not to have all 16 games or 17. I knew I'd be doing that under his belt this fall. And we'll be talking about it. But I will always be wondering about why so many masseuses. We might learn more if he's not settling any of these cases. And I'm one of the biggest advocates of him that I know of, because of how he came into this league, how he conducted himself in this league up until this was known, and what he came into this league with, and who he was when I met him and came across as. And I'm going to be thinking about it for a long time. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. My gosh, lots to react to. Okay, let's take a break, right? And come back. You want to finish up with your grab bag?
Let's do it.
TJ?
Yeah. He's been staying ready.
I know that.
Stay ready.
I know that. Very good. And Tyreek Hill has spoken as well, so we'll talk about that.
Tyree.
Okay. You know, and Jets fans, you'll feel better after the soundbite I play for you.
Maybe not.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O. O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio, we're talking about old mall things. Spencer's Gifts, you know what that was?
That was
like the gateway drug to Hammacher Schlemmer.
I don't know what that is.
Oh.
Yes.
Hammacher Schlemmer. Hammacher Schlemmer is like, you know.
But Spencer Gifts,
I think it's no longer exists anymore.
Right? Huh?
Essentially.
You might be right.
Essentially, Spencer's turned into Hot Topic.
That's like the 80s, about 20 90s, years 90s, 90s version. Yeah. I meant 90s.
That was exactly the same type of aesthetic, Rich.
Thank you.
Spencer's and Hot.
Good use of aesthetic.
TJ, you brought me back.
Good use of aesthetic.
Let's go dance.
Chess King was, bro, when you were lucky enough to get a little something out of Chess King from the Logan Valley Mall in Altoona, you couldn't tell me nothing when I strolled into Keith
Jr. Cavaricci's were the ones that were like baggy.
Yeah.
You couldn't get them at the Chess King in the Livingston Mall. You'd have to order them because they'd be sold out, Rich. Like, my God.
The All 80s. Right, let me take back control to let everyone know about the Odyssey White Hot Butter that I keep talking about because we love it so much here on the program. The White Hot Tri-K, the Tri-Hot 5K putter. It's got the legendary White Hot insert in it. And what it is it's a classic blade, but it's got a forgiveness of a mallet. And it's just showing you the type of game-changing innovations that Odyssey just keeps working on. They've got the legendary White Hot insert, but they keep coming up with a different way for you to make sure you drain your putt when you do it for dough. And those who do it for dough on the major tours, PGA, LPGA, and Champions Tours, that's why it's the number one putter on every major tour in 2021, is not just because of the innovations, but the consistent performance that everybody gets from it. So you should check out this line of putters. I use them. You should too. Best players in the world rely on Odyssey putters when it matters most for a reason. Find out why Odyssey is the number one putter on tour at odysseygolf.com. Okay. You ready, TJ Jefferson?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's have a nice palate cleanser before we go out the door here on the Rich Eisen Show. TJ's top five, a.k.a. Big Ass Grab Bag. The floor is yours, sir.
Okay. Well, like we do at this time, kaboom. Guess who stepped in the room? TJ here. Listen, famed 20th century poets Peaches and Herb once said, reunited and it feels so good. Reunited because we understood. And I'm bringing this up because the last couple weeks, we've seen some reunions happen that, like, for my soul, make my soul feel good, right? But people who you thought could never get back together have come together, and it's just such a beautiful thing. And, you know, Brockman, I know this brought you to tears when Paul Pierce finally got KG, Ray Allen to get that Celtics big three reunite. Awesome. Yeah, you know, and then we had Chris Webber showing up at a Michigan game for the first. How long, Rich? How long has it been since Webber? It's been 15, 20
years.
Yeah, it's been a minute. So those were all great things to see. So thinking about that, I decided to dig in the big ass grab bag today, and I'm pulling this out. These are reunions that I want to see.
All right, let's see them.
Now, coming in at number five. Now, I've mentioned this TV show before. I don't know if you guys have ever watched it. I've mentioned it before on the show.
This was a show that I loved, and it kind of filled that Entourage void when it came out originally, and that is How to Make It in America. I want to see How to Make It in America and HBO reunite, because they only got two seasons. And if you don't know about the show, it was set in New York. It was gritty. It smelled like New York. It felt like New York. It was New York. You know when the HBO gray screen comes up, instead of all the buzzing, you know what you got when this came on? It was a cab honking his horn and somebody yelling for you to go F yourself. That's how New York, How to Make It America was. And it was Cam and Ben, who were played by Victor Rasuk and Brian Greenberg. They were two best friends trying to, you know, get a business started. They were on their grind. They tried to start Crisp Jeans, and then they started to have a t-shirt company, and all was well. And then HBO canceled the series after two seasons, you know, and it had Luis Guzman in it. If you know him, he was pushing Rasta Monster energy drinks. It had Lake Bell, Kid Cudi, Eddie K. Thomas, even my brother Gerald Bunsen appeared in this series, man. And I loved How to Make It in America. Like I said, it was the kind of like the thing to take over for Entourage. It had the whole Entourage crew. Rich, Mark Wahlberg was a producer.
I love Ian
Edelman, Rob Weiss. New York.
God bless you. That's like maybe 50th on the list of 50 HBO shows I'd want to come back. But
you weren't into it. You had to be into it.
What's number four?
This was a group who put out some beautiful music. Then all of a sudden, they decide to go their separate ways. And then, you know, one of them found just incredible, actually two of them found incredible success, and I need to see them come back together, and that's the Fugees. All right, Pross, Wyclef, and El Boogie. You know, Blunted on Reality came out in 94. It gave us Vankit and Nappy Heads. If you remember that song, Del Tufo, Mona Lisa, Can I Get a Date on Friday? Then we got The Score, and that had Fuji Law, Ready or Not, No Woman, No Cry, and Killing Me Softly, right? Mm-hmm. Fuji's sold, I don't know, 22 million records together. And I did find out that they have reunited for a tour. They're actually going to be in L.A. on Sunday. I just found that out.
Wow.
But they haven't had an album since 1996. I want a Fuji's reunion album. The music needs it.
So you want to see the reunion, and you can actually see it Sunday?
Yeah, I'm saying get together for an album.
Oh,
just
do
a concert together. Wow. Yeah.
All right,
coming in at number three, I just mentioned this guy a little bit earlier, Chris Webber. We need to get him and Jalen Rose together. We need to reunite that Fab Five. This is for the culture. I don't need to say anything more. What they did in the early mid 90s, how they changed basketball, they changed fashion. You don't want to get to a situation where, God forbid, something happens to one of them and they'll never have that chance to kind of bury that hatchet. We need the hatchet buried, Rich. We need the beef settled, cook the beef, put it all aside. We need Jalen and Chris back together.
Well, even Juwan Howard, when he was on, he was saying that when we played him the Weber soundbite, saying that he could see it happening.
Yeah.
You know, KG and Ray Allen, if there's water underneath that bridge, let's go.
And they both seem to be, you know, they're very smart individuals, Rich. You can speak on it better than me. But, man, those two need to get back together, man. And, you know, what better place than the Rich Eisen Show for maybe that to happen one day is
very
all
smart.
I'm saying. Okay, coming in at number two, another basketball pairing that needs to happen. Charles Barkley, Michael Jordan. Whatever happened between these two, it's got to be buried. Somebody said something. He didn't like it. Whatever. Whatever it is, I don't care, man. We need Jordan and Barkley back together again.
Yes.
Like, that friendship can't end. And again, you don't want to get to the point in life where something happens and you can't reunite and you can't bury the beef. So, Charles and Mike, let's do that. And again, Rich, what better place for that to happen than, I don't know, maybe the Rich Eisen Show here on Peacock. Who knows? All right, coming in at number one. These two, you know, sometimes friendships end because of distance, right? Sometimes there's anger and resentment. Sometimes, you know, whatever. For every reason, we've all lost friendships, man. But this friendship, just for my own personal satisfaction, needs to come together again. Now, these two once had a tryst that went so long. Ashley Madison kind of went, damn, where are these guys up to?
Where are we going?
They need to get back together, and that is my Uncle Jerry Jones and the Lombardi Trophy. This is the reunion that I need to see most. I haven't seen them together since 1995. I need this reunion. I need it for my mental health. I need it for my well-being. I need it for Cowboys Nation, Cowboys Against Everybody. The reunion that I most need to see is Uncle Jerry and the Lombardi Trophy. That was TJ's top
big
five.
Finish.
And as always, I'm interested in what you have to say. Let's go.
Big finish.
You got us.
Yeah, you got me.
You got us on that one.
Big finish.
Thank you, thank you. I'll
They're be here still all maintaining week. Social wow. distance, just so you know, TJ. I just want to let you know.
Yeah, I'm way over here, you know.
No, the Lombardi Trophy.
Oh, down. Shut up, Mike.
So, hey, before we go, you know, I've been doing things against type lately that people might be so surprised, like my take on you know, not Coach keeping K. the elevator door oh. open for people, you know, most people, you know. Women and the elderly, I would do it. But for
what
some dudes,
kids? No,
not, the chivalry is not dead, is all I'm saying, okay? But for dudes, no shot. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait for you, okay? I'm going to my floor. Get out of here.
That's kind of messed up.
But I understand if you close the doors on me, I get it. I would just like nod my head in approval. Like that Robert Redford gif. Like, I'm with you. You know, as you point out too, you know, Coach K, everybody's like, you know, wouldn't that be great cutting down the nets? And on behalf of, you know, I think the anti-Duke sentiment has been spearheaded by Big Cat. No question about
it's
that.
Strong. It's strong.
But at any rate, when the Jets lost out on Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins, I bet you there were a bunch of people thinking, you know, Rich is going to be pissed. Or, you know, rail like the Jets didn't do enough. Like, how did that happen? And I came on the air and I'm like, you know what? This is probably for the best. Probably for the best. Because the Jets didn't give up a first round pick for him. And I'm sure on its face, just on optics alone, it's just like, how the hell did they not do that? What, the fourth overall pick could be, you know, Sauce Gardner, 10th overall pick could be, what, Drake London, right? And none of them could be as impactful potentially as Tyreek Hill. Like, you draft Tyreek Hill fourth overall right now, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And I say, you know, no thanks. Let him go to Miami. Let him go. And you keep doing what you do. You got your own program here. And I don't think we're ready for him yet. I don't think, you know, somebody making $30 million a year who wants the ball, you know, when Zach Wilson is still trying to learn how to do this darn thing. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. You watch the Dolphins go crush it and the Jets don't. And everyone's like, you know, I went against type. Hey, Jet fans, if you weren't listening to me, listen to Tyreek Hill. We had no shot at him. Period. This was Tyreek Hill yesterday in his introductory press conference in Miami.
How close was I? Who? The Jets? Nah, man. Look, man. It's a lot. I don't even want to get into all that. I knew I was going to pick Miami no matter what, man. Because, like I say, I'm basically from here, dog. I'm here all the time, man. Like, this is home.
Good. Let him go there.
And that's that.
Go. Go enjoy yourself, Tyree. Good luck to you. You know what I'd want the Jets to do now? You go draft Sauce Gardner and put him on that guy.
Nice.
Let's.
Good luck, Sauce.
Go. I know.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah,
oh, I know. But guess what?
But Sauce is a G, though,
man. I met the kid for 30 seconds. That's it. 30 seconds. That's it. I met him for 30 seconds.
Sold.
Guy had no idea who the hell I was.
Oh, no.
That's okay. I don't care.
He gonna learn. He
it's
gonna
okay.
Learn.
No, whatever. I don't care. You know what? He's on Planet Sauce. There's Revis Island, and I want Planet Sauce, okay, where the worlds revolve around that planet.
Planet Sauce.
Okay? I want Planet Sauce.
That should be his Twitter name.
And I want him to go to New York, fourth overall, and cover one guy in particular, that guy. Might be a tough learning curve, but guess what?
Got to learn.
Let's go. Tyreek Hill didn't want to go to the Jets. Jets gave up, by the way, on the draft points chart, there's such a thing, a better package to the Chiefs. Yep. But Tyreek wanted no part of New York. But who? Jets? Huh. Well, okay. Let's keep doing what we're doing.
Sauce.
Get me sauce.
Sauce. Get me the
Joe,
sauce.
Joe, get me sauce. And let's stir it up.
Sauce.
Let's stir it up, okay? Because on Planet Sauce, sauce covers 100% of land and water. And Tyreek Hill, let's go. To me, that clinched it. Get me sauce. That'll wrap it up for this fun week on the Rich Eisen Show. We'll wrap up the entire program on Peacock in a moment, but for our radio audience, we'll chat again Monday. Have a great March Madness Weekend Plus.